The Hard Shoulder on Newstalk.
With Nissan Subscribe and Drive. No deposit, no compromise, no fuss. Find out more at nissan.ie.
Let's talk about another Oireachtas committee, the Enterprise Committee, which we're hearing today about some of the concerns about returning to work, people lucky enough to still be working. To discuss, I'm joined by Neil MacDonald, the CEO of the Irish Small and Medium Enterprises Association. And Neil, various issues discussed at this committee today around PUP, around unvaccinated staff, the speed of return. The fact is, come September, the government's view is that a lot of people will be returning to the office, which means employers are trying to put in place plans now. To what degree are those employers operating in the dark?
Well, good afternoon, Ciarán. Overall, the reopening of the economy, I need to be positive and reflect what's going well so far. You know, we have seen a significant reopening, partial reopening of hospitality, but of course, travel isn't back to normal yet. But yes, on behalf of ISME, I did represent to the committee today the real concern and reservation that people, particularly in retail and grooming settings, have about this, the problems about vaccination, because, you know, vaccination is proceeding apace, but we do have people going back to workplaces now who, on the one hand, are saying they are not going to, they don't want to get vaccinated, or on the other hand, are saying to their employer, I refuse to work beside an unvaccinated colleague. And that's one of a number of areas we don't have a necessary degree of clarity on.
What is the legal position today were an employer to be faced with that, with somebody saying, I'm coming back to work, but I'm not vaccinated and I'm not getting a vaccine?
Well, we don't actually know. The problem is, you know, the sort of material that's been put into the public domain is of the likes of, you know, everyone has a constitutional right to bodily integrity. Well, nobody owning a business is saying otherwise. We're also been told that privacy and GDPR blocks employers from knowing the vaccination status of employees. Now, we do not believe that's true, and GDPR is blamed for a host of ills which it is not guilty of. And GDPR specifically, the European regulation, makes specific exemptions for life and limb of both the subject and people in close proximity to the subject. So it has been falsely blamed for an inability of employers to know whether someone has been vaccinated or not. Mm. It's not the holy of holies. It is not an imposition on someone's privacy to say, before they return to work, have you been vaccinated and can you show us your vaccination card?
Okay, so you don't have an issue, ISME doesn't have an issue with that request being made of employees. But what about those other employees then who refuse to work if someone does return unvaccinated?
Well, that's the difficulty and the real concern we have, and that has been made to us by a number of employers, and you could probably guess those sectors in news agents, in delis, in hairdressers, you know, where, yes, they are working indoors and it is not possible to maintain 2 meters distance at all times during the day. But those employers have absolutely no clarity. For example, if they act to ascertain the vaccination status of an employee, is that employee going to complain to the Workplace Relations Commission? On the flip side, if they don't ask them, is another employee going to say, you are not protecting my safety, health and welfare at work, and I'm going to complain about you to the Health and Safety Authority? And then the third agency, of course, they're worried about is that they'll go outside the state machinery altogether and make a complaint to a solicitor. So employers are really worried that whatever they do, they're in trouble. They're damned if they do and they're damned if they don't. And they're very, very unhappy about that situation.
When we talk about people returning to the office as well, a lot of the time the conversation, for whatever reason, focuses maybe on big office blocks. And there's talk about open plan and staggered work days where some people are at home and other people are in the office and Perspex screens. To what degree will this be extremely complicated, returning to work, for those members of ISMI who aren't big office block occupiers. They are small employers. They've got two or three staff working in a small little room together.
Exactly, and that's the vast majority of the people we would represent. The majority of people we would represent would be so-called micro-employers. They have less than 10 employees. A great deal of those who work in a professional setting have been working away happily on a working from home basis. But in a lot of cases, what you've had you've had people working on their own computers, accessing a network or something like that. These are not optimum solutions, and those employers are faced with, you know, some of them are going to continue with people working from home. Others have actually sold office space, or they've sublet office space, and they're going to allow some of their workforce work from home, others not. So there's a whole range there, Kieran. It's very difficult for me to be definitive about what the situation is going to be across the piece. But you are right. You know, the big office operators, the typical, you know, the American multinationals, they're going to manage a partial return to work or a hot desking or a rotation system, or ask people to spend 2 days at home. But they are still going to look for people to return to the office on at least a staggered or partial basis.
One of the reasons that there's an interest in getting people to return to the office, Neil, as well, is that there's so many other businesses out there that are reliant on offices being open. You know, traders within city centres, for example, who rely on coffee and sandwiches and everything else being sold to office workers on a day-in, day-out basis. But the committee as well heard today that that shouldn't be a factor when it comes to reopening offices. What's your view on it? It strikes me it's an obvious factor.
Well, yeah, I frankly don't understand the mindset of people who say that. I mean, the point we made today to the committee on behalf of SMEs is that SMEs employ 68% of the Irish workforce. SMEs provide more than half of all the tax heads provided to the Exchequer, with the exception of corporation tax. So on the one hand, you can say, well, we let the SMEs wither on the vine, exercise all possible caution, as we're hearing all the time. But the difficulty with that is, if you do that, you're going to be left with a decimated tax base when the dust settles on all this stuff. You're going to have a hell of a lot of people who have no jobs to return to. And I don't know about you, Kieran. I know you're working not far away in Marconi House. But, I mean, I'm coming into town once a month now, and I walked up Grafton Street today, and the Grafton Street, the premier shopping street in the country, the number of shuttered stores is unbelievable. Henry Street, Mary Street is 30% non-occupancy at this stage. So unfortunately, there's going to be a really significant degree of business mortality unless we can safely and quickly reopen the economy.
Can I ask, before I let you go, Neil, just about PUP? I know that your view is that it's acting as a brake on getting workers back. The response from the Irish Congress of Trade Unions has been that that's a baseless claim, they say, and that what is impacting those sectors who are struggling to get workers is that they disproportionately rely on cheap migrant labour, some of whom have left the country, they have gone home, or they've moved into retail.
There is an element to which, particularly in catering and hospitality, people have actually left the business. You've had people in restaurants and hotels who simply have not been able to earn a living, and they've gone into retail or logistics over the last year. That is true. But there is absolutely no question, and it was conceded, despite the fact that, you know, frankly, there was a lot of kind of feigned agreement on that committee today about statistics. But the simple fact of it is that, you know, employers across the country are reporting an inability to get people over the age of 18 back into especially shorter term work, 20, 25-hour a week contracts, which hospitality, unfortunately, is dependent on. You can't employ someone for 39 hours a week who you only need at the weekend. So we're going to have to face the music on this sooner rather than later.
Neil, we appreciate your time. Neil MacDonald, the CEO of ISMI. Plenty of people getting in touch about the return to work, like Maureen in Dublin, who says, as a teacher who went back to work happily to work alongside colleagues and in classrooms of 30 students and no one was vaccinated, I think these office workers unwilling to return to work are shocking. Phil says, lousy employers who pay badly should improve the paying conditions of their badly paid workers in shops and retail. The pandemic has shown us their value, so it's high time they were treated with more respect by the likes of ISMI. Phil, thank you for that text. 53106 is the number. After the break, we're going to be speaking to James O'Brien on Brexit at the border and why Boris may be bollocksed over COVID.